880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the business world is confused today. The Fed is thinking about scaling back interest rate, its interest rate dampening stuff and letting interest rates float, while the European Central Bank is lowering interest rates. So in the U.S., our economic vitality is making the Fed consider slowing things down, while in Europe, their malaise is causing their central bank to think about putting on more gas onto the fire and helping them do better. Well, what does all this mean? Who knows? Because Twitter, they just went through the roof. Johnny, I'll give you a high five to Twitter. They went up 73% on their IPO today. So high five to Twitter on their IPO. I'm going to get the show rolling because after the show, I'm going to the Tiger Direct Tech event out at Marlins Ballpark. So make sure you join me there. Take us out, Dave, because Larry Zinn's holding. We're going to talk social media and your business with Larry Zinn and the guy who tweets for at Warren Henry, Peter Quinones. Back after this. Dave, let's go.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Friends at Warren Henry, Larry's coming up right now. He knows this. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And I got to tell you, you look great in them, too. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great lineup for you today. We've got Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about how you can improve your life by working with a professional trainer. That'll be at the end of the show. Coming up after the 5:30 hour, we've got Corey Vanderpool. She's the Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. We'd like to welcome Magnum to the show. She's going to talk about how she's working with many real estate projects across the country to make them more profitable. But we're going to start with our social media connection. This week, it's Larry Zinn. He's the General Manager of Warren Henry Infinity Jaguar Volvo. And Fisker. We're joined by Peter Quinones. He's the e-commerce and internet manager for Warren Henry. We're going to talk about how getting social is good for their business. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great, guys. Now, listen, we have been working with Warren Henry now for quite some time. At Warren Henry Automotive is my favorite guy to tweet at. How you doing, bro?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Now, we usually have conversations on the internet. Peter, what have you guys been doing over there since you've taken over as the e-commerce manager?
Well, I like to engage a lot more often with all of our followers. I've tried to expand different things of different media, one being Instagram and Facebook also, not just Twitter. But Twitter happens to be the best for text. So anything text-related, quick facts, anything under 140 characters, that'll normally be the medium. If it's high content, full of pictures, obviously Instagram, and then Facebook's a nice medium for both. So any one of those three, whichever fits best, will get attention from me.
Now, I'm a Twitter dude, and when I was up there this Saturday getting my car detailed, that's my new car detailed. And let me tell you, Larry, I just love that thing. It's like my little baby again. It's brand new. I love it, man.
I knew you would.
I love it, dude. Thanks for making me come in and get her. I think it was just sitting in the back and you just had her waiting for me. I just love that little girl. So, Peter, now I get in there and I'm waiting for Larry. I'm waiting for my car to get detailed. And I walk over to the Jaguar. I sit in the Jaguar thing. I have the young lady who's your receptionist snap a picture of me. I throw it up on Twitter. What happens next?
Well, if I get a tag from you, it depends on how efficient you are at being on social media. I'll find a way to reply and or retweet you based on the content that you put forth. So if it's engaging, I'll be engaging. But if not, even if it's not, I'll find a way to make it engaging.
Now, you're an engaging dude. I remember you. We've had some great times up at the Suite Night. In fact, if people want to check out our Twitter stream, they'll see Peter. They'll see me. They'll see us with Billy the Marlin at the ballpark. Now, Larry, what made you decide that it was time to get a full-time e-commerce and internet manager?
You know, the social media just keeps moving faster and faster and faster. And if you're not a part of it, you know, it's going to pass you by. We never really looked at it as a tool to sell cars, but we're so involved with the community and we're involved in lots of different lifestyle events. I always like to share that with our customers and also be on top of anything that anybody wants to communicate with us. We tried to do it in-house for a little while with a few people working on it by committee, and that doesn't work. For the modern business, it really is a full-time job.
Okay, so that's sort of where we were heading. So now we've got Warren Henry. Warren Henry dabbled in the social media for a while. Then they decided to bring on an e-commerce and internet manager, being Peter. Peter, I've gone to some of your lifestyle events. I've gone to some of the different things that Larry's talking about. They're simply awesome. So let's take it from the start. You've got one of your Jaguar drives out by the stadium. You get together with Larry. You talk to the rest of your team, Floyd and everybody else. And now you've got the date. You've got the layout. What goes through your mind setting this up on the different platforms you use?
Yeah, ultimately it's going to be in that moment. Whatever I'm at. So to use your example, let's say Sun Life, we have a driving event. Instagram has a feature now for videos. So the first thing I did is I uploaded a video and had the cool cars. They were racing against each other for a 0 to 60 and 60 to 0 sprint, if you will. So I put that on one corner of the Instagram upload, and the other two corners were pictures showcasing the cars. You know, but that's not the perfect venue for something on Twitter, so you got to know it to be kind of relevant. So more of a Twitter moment that I would use for that would be in that moment to announce that we're at Sun Life Stadium, and I can maybe even post a picture to Twitter. But you got to know what medium you're on, otherwise, you know, it won't be that relevant. So with Facebook is nice because it does both, and now that, you know, it's integrated so easily with Instagram, they're all kind of connected. So what you'll find me doing is anything I post on Instagram, I try to post on Facebook and make it just content-friendly enough where can we see on Twitter as well. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, if that's what you're looking to do when you've got an event and after you've planned an event, what are you finding it as far as generating new activity in the dealership? Are people coming back? Are people using this to get with you in the dealership?
Believe it or not, I've actually been able to sell two cars over Instagram. So it's kind of interesting that it can happen, but more so we're using it more of a, let's call it a reputation management tool, and more of an informational loop instead of just us having, let's say, a forum telling us, you know, or telling our customers how awesome things are, how awesome we are at Warren Henry. We rather just show them in a relevant medium that they use, which is social media. Now, as of late, we're trying to tie in different ideas, maybe when they buy the car, to have like a photo booth, take a picture with your car, tag you in the picture. Now we have your access to your social media profiles, and as you do with us once we tag you. So everybody's kind of in a nice community. So anytime we have events, we can tweet people, we can Instagram people. Everybody's in the loop, and everybody's taking a part of not just a car community, but a social community like we are, Warren Henry, because we're involved with not just selling cars, but sitting in there, you know, helping community and different communal activities. You know, we have a lot of things we're part of with Turnberry and things locally around town. So it benefits everybody to be part of it and to be acknowledging of it.
Well, listen, and also I know Larry's good in the community. We had a discussion earlier today off the line, and Larry, of course, always thank you for getting involved with the community and the different things that we support here on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jim. You know, thanks for bringing it to our attention. It's always nice to take part in something that, you know, is meaningful.
Larry, what is it that you do on social media that you use it as maybe a platform in the community? We talked about some of the events that you run. Is it also a way to just reach out and converse with the customers? Because, Peter, we've had this discussion again off air where a lot of big companies are broadcasters, and it sounds to me like you've been listening to some of the real people that are involved in the social media networks out there.
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate that we have Peter and that Peter is really dialed into social media and how this all works. But look, you know, if everything isn't rosy and you have a bad situation, it's also a forum for customers to go to voice their frustrations. And if you want to get somebody's attention quickly, nowadays that's the way a lot of people do it. So we have to be on top of that as well. So if we can find out about issues, if they are happening faster, we're going to use this as a medium to do so, and it makes us more efficient as a company and makes us better suited to attack a problem right away.
Well, let me ask you this. Were any of the folks that were caught up in that deluge about 3-4 months ago, we had your head mechanic on talking about us when basically Aventura and Hollandale flooded, did people reach out to you on an emergency basis and say, hey, what's going on? Look at this. How do I help myself here?
You know, we really didn't have that. We actually posted pictures of some of our customers that had sent us, you know, so they actually reached out to us with their pictures to show us what kind of flooding was going on. Mm-hmm. And primarily it was actually our Land Rover customers who were sending out videos of them driving through the water, you know, and all these other cars stuck around them.
Well, that's really wild, you know. That, I think, is one of the things that can really create the community for Peter. It gives him great content to repurpose and to circulate to his other platforms. No, Peter?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. So when I had a couple of people send me pictures of them stuck in the storm, you know, the first thing I want to do is post them back up, and then they would send me pictures of other people's cars as they're driving by in their Land Rover. So it's almost comedic in a way, but informative too, because if you see how deep those waters were, you're not going to want to leave your house. So it's even a safety measure we could have even used.
Oh.
And actually, on that day, a customer sent a picture of her car stuck, and he went out in a Land Rover to go pick her up, and she ended up becoming a Land Rover customer.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that day I ended up selling her a Range Rover Sport, a 2013.
All right, well, listen, hold on to that positive energy for a minute. We're going to go on a break. We're going to come back, and when I come back, I want to talk about that big black car that was sitting in your Range Rover thing with the big stack out of it. I want to see a picture on that on Instagram. We'll be right back after this short break. We're talking social media and Warren Henry Automotive back after this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that song's a danger zone, but you're not in the danger zone with when you're with Warren Henry. You're with your friends, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. As you've been hearing, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. Well, it says here for an entire year, but I know they gave me 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, they said back to your host. They gave me the signal, so I guess that means I'm on the air. And I want to remind everybody, you heard us talking in the ad. You heard the ad for Lauren's Kids. Lauren's got a love and healing specialty license plate that was designed by internationally famed artist Romero Brito. It's available if you go to laurenskids.org/plate. And oh, by the way, Larry, are we back with Larry?
Yep, we're here.
All right, and I want to thank Larry. I alluded to it in the first segment. Larry has been kind enough to make sure that in his stores in their finance office, you'll be able to get information about Lauren's license plates, and we're working with Lauren and Larry to get some more of those plates on the road. I want to thank you for having the social conscience and doing good for the people you'll never meet, Larry. I want to thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Jim. My pleasure.
Thanks. All right.
Our attention. It was really nice of you.
Listen, I just give people the opportunity to do good things. It's the goodness in their heart that helps them to take it forward. And with that, let's talk about goodness in the heart. And with that, we'll bring back Peter Quinones, too. Hey, Peter, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Listen, so we're here. We're talking about social media. You're the social media, the e-commerce and internet manager over at Warren Henry. You've been there for a while now. We've got the radio show we do with Larry. When we're done, we're going to have a good solid half hour of good content that we can then that we're going to send to you guys. Is this something you can repurpose and use in your social media efforts?
Yeah, of course. Why not? If anything is relevant, of course. Even if it's not car related, we still like to be viable. All our followers. So if it's information that's, you know, just as good as it is for the car business as it is for people in general, we'll post it.
All right. Well, remember, we'll be getting this to, I guess we get it to Larry, and, you know, we'd love to get it to you, too. If you want to hit me with your email, Peter, I'll be getting you copied on when we do this as well. All right, that sounds great. Now, Larry, we get on the phone. We talk about all the different things in the auto industry. We talk about it with Peter. Now, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is your passion for the classic muscle car and the other thing, the other cars you have your eye on. Now, I went over to your store up on 441 the other day, and I saw a jet black, gorgeous Range Rover with the big stovepipe so it could drive in the water. How do you get those things?
You know, we the Defender 90 in particular is a car I always had a passion for, so anytime we get an opportunity to find a nice one, that's something that I always go for, because I think it's a timeless car, and it's something that's only going to appreciate, which is pretty rare for a more modern vehicle, even though it's less modern in its function. But that was actually a customer of ours' car who sold it to us, and we cleaned it up a little bit. But I mean, that thing can go up. You'll have water over your head before the car stalls. It's pretty unbelievable.
Well, listen, then it sounds like it's something Peter needs to drive around to pick me up next time I'm stuck out in East Aventura there in the water. Now, Peter, when you get something that's sexy and interesting like that, is that something you'd post up on Instagram?
Oh, 100%. Actually, if you would go to our Instagram right now at Warren Henry Auto, you'll see that car the day that it came in. And then I even referred to the fact that it actually used to be in the showroom at some point here at the dealership.
So that's actually a Warren Henry legacy car?
Absolutely. Nope. Absolutely. A customer bought it from us in 1997, and we just purchased it back this year.
Now, we're talking about legacies. It's an opportunity for me to give a cheap plug. What does that mean, Larry?
Well, a legacy car is a car that was purchased from us originally, serviced by us, and then ultimately comes back to us on the pre-owned market. We take extra pride in those cars because we know that we've taken care of them.
Hey, listen, all I can say is you could definitely give my phone number to whoever you're going to sell my old car to, because that thing, I kept that thing like an absolute piece of work. I brought that back to you. We put them next to each other. You couldn't tell which was the old car and which was the new car.
I like somebody who takes good care of their car, Jim, and I got to tell you, every time your cars come in, they are absolutely clean.
Well, listen, that's just the way we live our life. We'd like to try to stay organized. We'd like to try to stay clean. And if you sent Peter up to do some Instagrams of my JX car, too, you'd see it just as beautiful. In fact, it's probably cleaner than my car. My two Infinities, as I like to say, I just love them so much. But I got to tell you, Larry, is that I got my eye on some of those Jags you got in there with those convertibles. You saw me take the photo when I was up there, and I don't want to say to Ismet that I'm going to walk across the driveway and get a Jaguar, but I will tell you is that that'll be my third car. They're just smoking beautiful.
That car is really something special. I mean, I know you've driven it and taken a ride in it and done the whole bit, but I mean, that is one of my favorite cars to drive that we have and I think have ever had. It is the total package.
Oh, listen, Peter and I took that out at the Sun Life Stadium, and we did the 0 to 60 definitely, and then we went and filled it up with gas, and the people just couldn't get over how wonderful it looked. So, I mean, I just love driving it. Peter, when you're driving that car around town, how many times do you get the heads turned to look at you? And it's not looking at you, it's looking at the car, for the record.
Of course, that car, it's not even just the way it looks, it's how it sounds. That's the scariest part. I remember driving it through a parking garage, and people thought, that gunshots were being thrown out as it was backfiring. So it brings all the attention in the world to itself.
Now, Larry, what do we have coming up that's going to be coming up into the showroom in the next few weeks that Peter's going to be putting up on Instagram, on Facebook? What do you got coming up that's going to really be rocking the social media world at Warren Henry Automotive?
Well, now we have the new Range Rover Sport with a third row available, which is pretty neat. It's also auto show time, so
we'll
have some good pictures over there, and we'll be sharing those with everybody.
Hey, listen, you're talking about the Range Rover Sport. You're just teasing me. You can't really get that, can you?
Well, you can get one.
I got to just order it?
Right now we're in a little bit of a tighter inventory situation, but certainly we're welcoming everybody to come in and get one ordered to their specifications so, everybody can really make it their own.
I was just needling you because you know that my wife wants me to get her one. Peter, you got to take one of those out as the loaner, and then you got to call me when you bring it back so that I can be there that day, because otherwise I don't think I'd get my hands on it. What other kind of good cars you got coming in? I cut you off, Larry, with the auto show coming up. What are you going to be featuring out there?
Well, Jaguar is going to have the XKRS GT there, which is a very special and unique version. Yeah, one of 20 vehicles that Jaguar has made as a real street-legal track car.
Ooh.
And, Land Rover is going to have all their new product there. We have the Infiniti 250.
Awesome.
It's going to be the newest Infiniti that's going to be shown. And on the Volvo side, we have the new 2014s, which are, for the most part, totally redesigned on the exterior.
Now, I was looking at the Volvo commercial, and they were showing the new design. It really looked great. I remember they've gone from, the old box to less of a box to, like, the bar of soap, and now it just looks great.
Yeah, they really have done a nice job with those vehicles.
Now, Peter, with this stuff coming in, when a new model hits the showroom, is it your job to kind of get that out there and get that on Instagram? How does that work?
Well, if I waited all the way to the time that it hit the showroom, I wouldn't be doing my job right.
There you go.
The way it works, even to give you an example, before I knew that the F-Type Coupe was unveiled, as a matter of fact, at least by Jaguar, it had been shown to me by other people's social media profiles. So I was quick to realize that, you know, we got to show them from those social media profiles are actually faster than our medium channels from Jaguar. So it's kind of cool that social media beats everybody to the punch in a lot of ways. And I saw the F-Type Coupe 1,000 times before I saw it on the Jaguar page, which is pretty crazy.
Well, the radio is beating us to the punch because I just got somebody that emailed me because we've been remiss. We haven't been talking about which Jaguar model we've been talking about that we've been going out and doing 0 to 60 on and everything. Peter, that's a softball for you, bro.
Yeah, that would definitely be the F-Type. And in your case, we were on a V6S that day that you drove it with me.
Oh.
But as you know, I logged a couple hours in the V8S myself, so it's a lot of fun to go for the V8.
Oh, man, it was just absolutely awesome. You could fit in it. It fits like a little glove. You get your hands on that little, like, steering wheel, and then you just rock it. Oh, it just was awesome. It was awesome. Now, do you have anything on social media that you put up with yourself in one of those, Peter?
No, nothing with myself and an F-Type just yet, but I'm going to do a nice unveiling campaign with the F-Type Coupe that's going to be showing up. Has a nice panoramic roof feature. Once I get some better pictures of it from the side, I'm going to do a nice compilation of pictures to show it to all the followers.
Well, if you need a model to show the car while it's driving in an action, I've been growing my hair long, so it's going to start to be able to blow in back of me as we put down the top and stuff. So I'd really like to volunteer to be your male model on this stuff. You think we could work something like that out?
We'll keep that in mind, Jim.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. Now, Larry, when are you going to be at the auto show? Do you personally go to the auto show?
I go every year. I'm going to be there Friday night. I'm sure I'll be there Saturday as well. I always like to go out and see what's going on. It's also a good chance for me to meet people who are looking for cars, people who are in the industry. It's always a good place for a car guy to be.
Oh, man.
You know, especially because I'm as much of a fanboy as anybody else. I'm going to go check out all the new cars from all the different manufacturers. And know what everybody's doing.
Listen, I can only say is that I love going there. I love seeing the future. I love the concept cars. I love to sit in the cars. You know, and if you've got some of those Jags out there, I got to encourage everybody, just even if all you do is go out there and sit in the Jag, you got to do it. Larry, if people want to see you out there, if they want to meet you out there, we're going to talk about this in a social media context. How do they hit you up on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram?
Well, you can always reach out to us at Warren Henry Auto and Facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto.
Okay.
If not, visit us on our website at www.warrenhenryauto.com.
All right. Well, all I can say is that I'll be seeing my favorite auto social media guys at the auto show. You guys should, too. Thanks always, Peter. Thank you always, Larry. We'll be seeing you guys real soon. Dave, we'll be right back after this, and we're going to talk to the folks from Magnum Energy Solutions on how you can save money on your commercial real estate. Back after this.
Moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You didn't tell me. Well, hey, That's okay, Dave. I'm sure everybody heard you say you're sorry, so we're okay. And everybody also heard me talking to Larry and Peter Quinones. They're part of the family that makes up Warren Henry. And I say that because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you've got to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an interior. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And oh, by the way, I already had a tweet about somebody telling me that the F-Type Jaguar sounds smoking hot and they got to go check one out. So if that person that texted me will call me after the show, I'll make sure I hook them up with our friends at Warren Henry and get them a test drive in that new V8 Jag. Dave, take
it
away.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Dave, you are just falling down on the job, and that's got to be because as you get older, you're at a risk for developing cataracts, and Dave must have them already. Because with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-def lenses, Dave, you could be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Dave, you got to go there, bro. Call 305. This is my best part. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243. That's right, 305-243. Here it comes again. 2020 to schedule your consultation today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody, we're back. And, you know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. That brings you, they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now, UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report 10 years in a row. And it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great. And the breakthrough discoveries, they're changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or call uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, and we are back. We've got Corey Vanderpool. She's the Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about their new technology and how it helps building owners save on their energy costs by cutting unneeded electrical usage. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, hey, Corey, why is it important for people to pay attention to energy efficiency? I can't believe I just asked that question.
I'm shocked that you had to as well. But unfortunately, we're still in a situation where folks are still trying to understand how to reduce their energy consumption, and they often turn towards renewable energies or other things, when really what they should be looking at first and foremost is what they can do to reduce their existing energy consumption. So for us, energy efficiency has a lot of, you know, terms. You can refer to it as the first fuel, the fifth fuel. But for us, it's the low-hanging fruit. It's not political. It's something everyone can get behind. And it's, in my opinion, the most cost-effective way and the fastest way for us to achieve greater energy independence.
Well, hey, wait a minute now. What about renewable energy? I hear all this green stuff and all that other stuff. Isn't that important, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of it is very important. You know, all of it makes up what will be a better energy portfolio, a healthier energy portfolio for us moving forward. So, yes, renewable energy will plays and will continue to play an even greater part in helping us achieve energy independence. But when you have, I try to explain it this way, if you have a building and you want to green your building or make your building more sustainable, if you put solar panels on the rooftop, that's great. You're using a natural renewable energy source, except you're still adding more generation. So you're still potentially wasting energy inside of that building. Even if you're using the sun's energy, you're still potentially being wasteful. So for us, the first, you know, method of reducing consumption would be to look inside and see what you can already reduce and then make up more of your portfolio using renewable sources.
Okay, so then that's what you're talking about when you're talking about energy management system. It's a bunch of different things, not just like a thermostat.
Yes, it's much more than a thermostat, but it does include a thermostat.
Okay.
So an energy management system, there's lots of different definitions, but at its core, an energy management system is made up of software, hardware, and the associated services that intelligently manage, monitor, and control a building's energy loads. And those loads are typically made up of HVAC, lighting, and plug loads. So a system like a system that Magnum Energy Solutions provides is a way of intelligently automating those building systems.
Oh, okay, because at my house, energy management is turning the thermostat up and down and turning off the lights when I leave. But if somebody's got a big building that they're running and the people that are in that building really don't care the way I do, then I guess that's where this all comes in.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I mean, you know, for us, there are technologies out there that give people a better understanding of their energy consumption, but they still leave it to the human being to actually change behavior. And what you find oftentimes in studies is that behavior changes very quickly and very dramatically over the course of the first 2 or 3 months. And then right at about the 6 month mark, it drops off significantly and kind of plateaus, you know, there on out. And so using automation, we're basically extending, you know, through control and automation, the human decision making to the device level. So we're taking away the potential for the human being to still not change their behaviors over the course of the long term, and we're allowing technology to do that for us, which we allow technology to do so many other things. Why not make our buildings more intelligent?
Well, what is Magnum's differentiator that sets you apart from your competition?
Sure. There are a lot of companies that tout and implement energy management technology. Ours is different in that it is, first and foremost, it's wireless. So it's a solution that you can easily retrofit into an existing building or implement into new construction, either or. But also the sensors and switches that we manufacture and sell are also completely batteryless. So they function off of harvesting energy from their surrounding environment. That means that there's no batteries to replace in those devices, which makes maintenance staff obviously very happy because who wants to replace batteries? I mean, when your fire alarm starts to go off and the smoke detectors go off in the middle of the night, and you have to run around finding which one it is and replacing batteries, it's no fun. Times that by, you know, a couple of thousand, and that'd be the kind of batteries you'd have to replace on an ongoing basis.
Well, what kind of properties are your management systems found in? Because you're talking about running and turning off 1,000 different things. That sounds pretty big.
Sure. Well, we have universities that have, we have a university that has 4,200 dorm rooms and 22,000 points of control.
Oof.
All the way down to small commercial offices, small box retail, hotels of any size from 50 to 900 rooms. So yeah, we, you can pretty much put energy management technology in any building you can think of, from commercial, residential, up to industrial manufacturing plants.
Well, sounds like we got to get you to work on the bottom line for the guys at Warren Henry Automotive, always trying to get them to make more money. Now, are utilities getting on board with supporting this kind of stuff and doing retrofits and new construction stuff? How does that work?
Yes, so we recognize that although it's great for companies that want to retrofit to be green and be more sustainable and leave a smaller carbon footprint, that's excellent. But at the end of the day, the decision has to also be economical. It has to make financial sense for any company, hotel, business, organization to implement any sort of energy management technology or anything for that matter. And we're finally seeing that utilities around the country are really incentivizing this kind of technology, from prescriptive measures, which incentivize the actual devices like occupancy sensors, to what we call custom incentives, which means they don't care what kind of technology you use, they will incentivize you based upon the energy that you save. So save 20% and you could potentially get stroked a check for, you know, $200 for every hotel room that you retrofit. So the utilities are finally really starting to catch up and catch on, recognizing that it's expensive for them to bring on new generation as well. So they want to see what they can do to help their customers reduce their loads as well, because it benefits them.
Well, Corey, who is it at the company that you would deal with? Is it the property manager, the property owner? And how would those folks get in touch with you and find out about your products?
Sure. We deal with all different kinds and levels of people at any organization. So it's facility managers, IT staff, sustainability directors, architects, developers, designers, engineers. It's all different levels of people. Usually at some point they kind of all come together, so we're all kind of talking the same language. They can get together. They can call us at 330-656-9365. That was from memory. That's pretty good, since that's not the number I always remember.
Too cute.
But our website is also at magnumenergysolutions.com. We're even on Facebook at Magnum Energy Solutions LLC. We'd love for them to contact us so we can start the process of helping them determine how they can save energy and, more importantly, save money.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming and bringing your message to our audience. In the coming months, weeks and months, we're going to talk about different product types individually, how you can save people money, what you can do to help the United States continue its march towards energy independence, how we're going to finance this stuff. It just goes on and on. I want to thank you and the rest of your team for joining us and working to promote this type of Well, gosh, this is just great for America. I want to thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you. It's good to be on, and we appreciate you supporting not only our business but the mission at hand. Thank you.
It's our absolute pleasure. We're glad to be part of the team. We'll be right back after this. We'll have Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer, back after this. All right. Hey, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want, and the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they all know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. I got 4 years when I got my last car. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, just like I did. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You look forward to that moment.
Dave, you're having a bad day today, man. Dave's just having a bad day. Listen, I want to tell everybody about something really special that we got going on here with Lauren Book. L'Oreal Paris has awarded Lauren Book as a 2013 Woman of Worth. So this Sunday on 9 a.m. on 11/11, check out Lauren Book on the at L'Oreal Paris Facebook page. Tweet and retweet about it and get her to win the award. So please, on 11/11 at 9 a.m., make sure that you get out there and vote for Lauren Book at L'Oreal Paris USA on Twitter as well. Vote for Lauren. Help make her the winner of the L'Oreal Woman of Worth.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our final segment. My phone is blowing up. People all want that Jaguar. So, Larry, we got some guys that want a Jaguar. We got ladies that want Jaguars. I got to get them out to the auto show so we can get them a test drive. Maybe Peter can take them the way he took me. We're on now with Tarek Maddox. He is a BS in exercise physiology. That means he's an exercise physiologist. He worked with the Jets. We'll talk slow for the Jets fans out there. And now we're going to talk about what your personal trainer can do for you to help you improve your life on a daily basis. Tarek Maddox, welcome back. Dave, what's going on? Dave. All right, well, Tarek is gone. What, try him again? Is he on? There he is. Dave, would you please get a lozenge for that board you're working on? It's obviously sick. All right, Tarek, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And yourself, Jim?
I am on fire. I would even say I am cooking like hot grease. How about you, buddy?
I know that you are, and you know I am as well, Jim.
Oh, listen, man, you are the son of positive energy. You radiate it. Now let's talk a little bit about what a person's personal trainer can do to help them stay on top of their game, because I got to tell you, my life's changed in the 6 months we've been working together.
Definitely, Jim, definitely.
So what can the is he out there?
I'm here.
So Tarek, tell me, as a trainer, what is it that you bring to the table that helps people stay on top of their game so they can better perform at work? It's keeping that extra edge.
All right. Number one is definitely you got to be into it mentally. You just can't get lazy. You can't get, you know, can't get down on yourself. You just got to have that energy at all times, or even if you're feeling down or out. You got to continue to push yourself and want to just feel better, get better circulation in your blood while at work. And, you know, you just got to do something. Got to get up off the couch. You got to get up every other hour or so at work. You got to keep yourself moving.
Now, wait a minute. You said get up every hour or so at work and keep yourself moving. There's two kinds of people in my office. People that never get up and people that walk around. Now, the people that never get up wait for people to come to them. Now, that's a completely different socialization issue. But those people should get up and walk around just to get rid of what I refer to as stadium butt.
Definitely got to get up out of your seat every other hour. So, like I said, Jim, and just, you know, stand mobile all the time. Stand mobile.
Now, Tarek, what are some things that people can do at the office to keep their mental focus? Are there some easy little stretches or exercises that might come in handy for them?
Of course, yeah. You definitely taking a nice 5 or 10 minute brisk walk, just staying flexible. You do some light stretches on the wall, like I show you all the time, you know, back against the wall, lifting your knees into your chest, some upper rotational stuff with the upper body. Just kind of staying flexible a little bit so you don't get too stiff while at work or sitting down for hours and hours at a time. You've got to keep yourself, you know, moving.
Now, I want to switch topics on you. I didn't warn you about this. I'm just going to get you from out of nowhere.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Frank Gore is one of the top running backs in the NFL. What's something that Frank Gore does during his workout that I could do during mine?
Well, we always do breathing techniques and stretching. We do static stretching, ballistic stretching, which you also have incorporated into your workouts that we do, Jim. So you're pretty much doing the very first phase of our workout. You're doing that as well. So you do some of the things that I do with Frank Gore.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, Tarek, you know, we've been talking about how you work Frank Gore out, you work Lamar Miller out. We've talked that you can do some, I guess it's ballistic and static stretching with me that's sort of similar to them. Is there anything somebody can do at home to start getting themselves off the couch, or is it better to work as a team with somebody else? Because I have found, and I'm just going to answer my own question because you know I do that anyway. Yes. I found that I have not been hurt since we've been working out. I'm always under control when we're working out, and the closest that I've gotten so far to being injured is when I went a little bit over the top when you weren't there to watch. So really, it seems to me the most important thing that a personal trainer can do is make sure you keep your technique and you keep yourself, and I'm going to use one of them sports terms, that you stay within yourself.
Yes, definitely. Basically, they can invest in a stability ball, which should run you about anywhere from $12 to $17, sometimes more, sometimes a little bit cheaper, if you're lucky. Start sitting on that every now and again just to get your hips kind of moving north, east, south, and west. You can do some light stretches on it. You can even do some, I call them lazy crunches, where you kind of lie down on the stability ball and get yourself moving in the crunch position. That way, the stability ball kind of supports the back if you're one of those sedentary lifestyle individuals who is not used to doing crunches, say, on a floor or in a gym or wherever. So you just kind of want to get yourself in the workout mode somehow or some way or another.
So you're not supposed to give out my personal stuff that I do on my own, like the stability ball, man. Don't give them my stability ball tricks.
That we do to get you in the best shape of your life.
Listen, I got to tell you is that people have been coming up. This is no BS. People have been coming up to me now and asking me if I'm losing more weight. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not losing any weight anymore. I'm redistributing it, and it's getting a little more dense. And I got to tell you, I got a whole bunch of pants that I had taken in when I lost the 40 pounds a while back with Victor Franks. I got to take them in again, and it's not because I'm losing weight. What's going on, Tarek?
Well, you're losing inches, Jim, and you're starting to tone a lot better. You're looking better. You're starting to get that muscle definition that we want now in this phase of your life. We're not in a big rush. Our main goal is to keep you fit for life and to keep you healthy and not injured.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing, is to not get injured, because if I got injured, then I'd stop. And I think that the most important thing that we've done over the 6 or 7 months that we've been working together is to continue to build on the momentum. We took about a week off at the middle of the summer just for my body to recuperate. It's probably getting close to time to taking another week off, but that doesn't mean you can't come over. That just means we're going to sit in the hot tub the whole time.
That's right, and keep ourselves going, Jeff. And you're also eating better, too, Jim. You're making better choices, too, Jim. I realize that.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Now, if people want to see what we've been doing and the progress we've been making, they can check my timeline out on Twitter by looking at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. If people want to get a hold of you, Tarek, how do they do that?
They can simply follow me on Twitter, which is at Tarek Maddox, or they simply can give me a ring on my personal cell. I don't have an issue with that. Area code 786-278-5584.
Now, Tarek, you know, I know that you really don't have a lot of time, you know, that you can allocate to people. Is it possible? What would be the first couple of things that you'd do? We've only got about a minute left. Dave, is that a minute left in the show or a minute left in the segment? In the show? Well, Tarek, I got to go and thank everybody. I'll see you Saturday, buddy. I want to thank, oh, golly, Dave, we've just had a messy show. Thank you so much, Tat. We really appreciate it.
Okay, that's stopwatch has ended, Jim. You know how we do with the stopwatch.
The stopwatch has ended.
Time is up.
Time is up. I will see you Saturday as we continue to get hashtag fit for life. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. I want to thank our new sponsor, Magnum Energy Solutions, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins. Oh, I can go slower now. You keep on confusing me, Dave. Dave is the one with the cataracts. Dave, you got to go to BascomPalmer.org, man. Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Lawrence Kids. Make sure you go to LawrenceKids.org/plate. Of course, Brewster Kell, Tarek Maddox, Publix, U Health. Thank you, of course, to our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like the show, like 500-plus other people have. Tell your friends. Join our community. Jim Fried, I got like over 1,000 Twitter followers. At Fried on Business, like 1,500 Twitter followers. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fried on Business, that's us. Look for us next week on 880 AM at 5 o'clock. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happened.
South Alabama, come a country boy. They said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top.